Now let us listen to a poem, On Killing a Tree. It is written by J.F. Patel, pages number 110 to 111. Introduction. You must have observed people cutting down trees. But can they kill a tree? Is it easy to do so? Let's read the poem and find out what the poet says on killing a tree. Let's listen to On Killing a Tree. It takes much time to kill a tree. Not a simple jab of the knife will do it. It has grown, slowly consuming the earth, rising out of it, feeding upon its crust, absorbing years of sunlight, air, water, and out of its leprous hide, sprouting leaves. So hack and chop, but this alone won't do it. Not so much pain will do it. The bleeding bark will heal, and from close to the ground will rise curled green twigs, miniature boughs, which, if unchecked, will expand again to former size. No, the root is to be pulled out of the anchoring earth. It is to be roped, tied, and pulled out, snapped out, or pulled out entirely, out from the earth's cave, and the strength of the tree exposed. The source, white and wet, the most sensitive, hidden for years inside the earth. Then the matter of scorching and choking, in sun and air, browning, hardening, twisting, withering, and then it is done. The root is to be pulled out of the anchoring earth. It is to be roped, tied, and pulled out, snapped out, or pulled out entirely, out from the earth's cave, and the strength of the tree exposed. The source, white and wet, the most sensitive, hidden for years inside the earth. Then the matter of scorching and choking, in sun and air, browning, hardening, twisting, withering, and then it is done. Glossary. Jab means sudden rough blow. Leprous hide means discolored bark. Hack means cut roughly by striking heavy blows. Anchoring earth means trees are held securely with the help of the roots in the earth. Snapped out means chopped out. Scorching and choking means the drying up of the tree after being uprooted. Thinking about the poem. First part. 1. Can a simple jab of the knife kill a tree? Why not? 2. How has the tree grown to its full size? List the words suggestive of its life and activity. 3. What is the meaning of bleeding bark? What makes it bleed? 4. The poet says no in the beginning of the third stanza. What does he mean by this? 5. What is the meaning of anchoring earth and earth cave? 6. What does he mean by the strength of the tree exposed? 7. What finally kills the tree? Read and enjoy. Trees. It's a poem written by Joyce Kilmer. Let us enjoy the poem, Trees. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. Quote, in the words of Voltaire, when eating fruit, think of the person who planted the tree.